You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Big show for you. Great to be back with you. Hope you had a wonderful July 4th, Independence Day. Great weekend. We will have Senator Dave McCormick this hour. And also a big announcement, our next Politics and Pints event, which I will announce when I announce it. But it's going to be a big one, and I'm really, really excited about it. So, but the president took questions a short time ago, and I was watching the back and forth. You know, we have these ICE agents who were ambushed. And I'm not surprised by this at all, because the rhetoric from the left is that they're Nazis, they're the Gestapo, this is the Trump's Third Reich. I mean, have all the heated political conversations you want. I say this all the time. Battle it out, argue, although I don't think arguing on social media or with your relatives is ever a good idea, but that's America. Battle it out, argue it out, passionate, heated, but Cut it with the Nazi stuff. Like, enough. Enough with calling Trump Hitler. He was almost assassinated a year ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. We are at the anniversary of this. Selena Zito is going to be on the show tomorrow. Her new book on Butler, already a bestseller. The Compitori family wants answers. They still don't have them a year later. It's Corey Compitori lost his life that day. They still don't have answers. We don't have answers as to who Thomas Crooks was, what his motivations were. There's still so many unanswered questions from that day. We don't know for sure if it was the rhetoric of calling Trump Hitler, but it certainly doesn't help. And the problem, just like with these ICE agents who were assaulted, is that when you're constantly out there and you're saying that these are evil people and you've got to stop evil people, unhinged people are going to hear that and think that they're on the right side of this and that they're on the right side of good trying to stop this awful, awful presidency and the next Fuhrer. So that's what they believe in their minds, because they're not well people. They're not mentally well people. And so battle it out politically, argue passionately. But the Nazi, Hitler, Gestapo, and then this whole idea of doxing these ICE agents, where they want their names, their addresses to be public. And you've got two idiot grandstanding senators, including one of our own, New Jersey's own, Count Grandstandulus Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band, and Alex Padilla, with a new bill out saying that ICE agents have to be properly identified. Why? That is only done so that they can be doxed. Because wearing a mask, concealing your identity, going undercover like Donnie Brasco did to bring down the mafia, doesn't change due process. Due process happens in court. It doesn't happen in the interaction with law enforcement. I mean, there's due process they have to follow, because if they don't, the case gets tossed out of court. But whether or not their face is covered, their identity is clearly marked or not, what the Democrats are trying to do, again, is distract you. And they're trying to distract everybody because they want these Border Patrol agents and these ICE officers to be seen as part of Trump's Gestapo, his SS, his evil secret police. And that's what they're pushing. And they're doing this now because their base is crazy and they're still catering to their crazy, crazy base. There's nothing about protecting the officer's identity that in any way, shape, or form compromises anyone's due process. But it does protect the officers from drug cartels, from these MS-13 gang leaders. I mean, they made a movie about this back in 2013. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it called End of Watch. It's two LAPD cops get gunned down by the cartels because they're going after the cartels. I mean, it's not a joke. Which is why when people go undercover, when cops go undercover and they infiltrate the mafia or they infiltrate the Klan or they infiltrate whatever, they conceal their identity. Just out of curiosity, do you think the people that are in the gang that they're infiltrating, do you think they have a right to know that that's an undercover officer? I'm just asking. Because according to the Democrats and the Atlantic and Axios, if the officer is not properly identifying themselves, then you've somehow violated their rights. So even though they're criminals and the purpose of the operation is to take them down by being undercover, using a fake identity, in some cases prosthetics to change your appearance so that they can't identify you with facial recognition or something like this. I mean, I don't know the exact lengths that officers use today when they're going undercover, whether they're infiltrating gangs, but I'm sure they do a lot to make sure that they can pass whatever smell test, sniff test, whatever you want to call it, so that their identity is not known and their family's not killed. Vice agents are protecting their identity in the course of bringing down hardened gang members and criminals. How does that change anything? Just like when Donnie Brasco goes and eventually gives the FBI everything he's got on the mafia, and then they go and arrest them. Yeah, at some point that all becomes part of the court process, and yeah, everybody knows now that he was an undercover FBI agent, and they're going to want to kill him, but that's part of the job. But the point is that a judge doesn't dismiss the case because he goes, well, you never told them you were a cop. You never told them that you were an FBI agent. You concealed your identity and said that you were a mafioso, and you weren't. And I'm throwing this whole case out because these guys have a right to know who they're dealing with here. And yet, that's where we are. So you have ICE agents who were attacked. You've got the grandstanding and the fake tears of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, comes out and says yesterday that the what do you call it? The I think he called it the black heart of the president or something like that. A putrid heart, something. Just seizing the moment, you know, the moment that he can seize, that he can turn around and he can say, ooh, Trump bad, bad man. But you know who's defending ICE agents and Border Patrol agents? John Fetterman. That's right. John Fetterman is out there defending these agents and these officers because John Fetterman is smart. He knows politically the American people are on their side, too. Look, the American people support deportations. Deportations are the law. Bipartisan law passed by Congress. In fact, it was Bill Clinton. It was Barack Obama who were both up there at one point or another saying we have to deport people. Every day I see stories about how, well, Obama still deported more people than Trump. You know, Tom Homan's out there like, we got to get these numbers up. And now the left is screaming that these deportations are criminal and inhumane. When at one point it was the position of both political parties that that's what you did. You deported criminals and illegal aliens, too. By the way, just for the record, the new Superman movie, because I saw it yesterday, it's not woke. And it's not a pro-illegal immigration message or any of the other nonsense. This idiot writer for Variety magazine, I don't even know if it's a magazine, Variety.com, I guess, the Hollywood site, was trying to gin up this fake controversy that MAGA was offended that Superman was an immigrant. First of all, I don't know anyone who doesn't know that Superman doesn't come from planet Earth. Like, I don't know anyone who doesn't know that. Secondly, the idea that anyone was outraged that they made a movie about Superman because he's not from here and that they actually pointed out during the movie that he's not from planet Earth and that somebody was outraged by that. No, that is a made up, fugazi, fake story by this idiot Hollywood reporter looking for some clicks, looking for some outrage. Luckily, the filmmakers in D.C. did not take the bait. That was smart of them because there's no outrage over this. But I saw the movie and, well, I liked it. It had nothing to do with illegal immigration. It was not a pro-illegal immigration movie. It was not about Superman wasn't rescuing people from ICE or the clutches of Border Patrol or anything stupid like that. It was nothing like that. So I just wanted to clear that up because these things have a tendency to gain fire on social media, to gain traction. And I'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But anyway, Peter Ducey today asked President Trump about what John Fetterman said. He actually had to read the tweet from John Fetterman twice, because the president didn't really understand. Because the first time you read it, it was a little confusing to hear. So this is Ducey asking Trump about what John Fetterman, our own Pennsylvania senator, said. Democrat, of course. Take a listen.
And what would you think if I read you a quote from a lawmaker who says about ICE, to abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that is inappropriate and outrageous? And I told you that that was Democrat John Fetterman.
Well, it's... By the way, I assume when you read that, because you paused in the middle, you're going to have to read that again without the pause. Could you read that again, please?
To abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that's inappropriate and outrageous.
So he's saying that to treat the people that did the shooting is...
To treat ICE officers.
Oh, okay, good. Because the way you read it, it really was the opposite. But that's okay. That's all right. I think that's what he meant. No, the new John Fetterman is exactly what you said. He's right. He's right. And we have to protect our police officers, and we will. And we have been. If you saw the stats released by the FBI the other day, the murder rate's way down, the lowest it's been in a long time. And that took place over the last 6 months. For the last 6 months, murder, it's a hell of a subject to have to talk about, but murder is way down at almost getting to be modern day records. So that's despite the fact that we have a lot of people that came into the country that shouldn't be here.
Hannibal Lecter, you kept him out. I mean, the great Hannibal Lecter. So, you know, that's part of the reason right there. No, but Fetterman is spot on with this, because Fetterman knows that that's what he needs to say politically to survive in Pennsylvania, which is why people on the left are calling for him to drop out. There's another piece today written by a professor at some university in Pennsylvania saying John Fetterman needs to resign. This is a guy who married a woman who was an immigrant. And for him to say these things, that ICE agents and Border Patrol agents should be protected, that's outrageous. John Fetterman has to go. It's another op-ed about that today. But Fetterman's smart enough to know that to win Pennsylvania, yeah, you gotta say these things, because the majority of Americans are on your side with this. No doubt about it. And then to think about what the other huge story, and this is brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Make sure you go see him today for your perfect smile. Make that implant consultation. Get a free implant consultation, VeneriaDental.com. The other huge, huge story is that James Comey, the former FBI director, John Brennan, former CIA director, both under federal investigation because of the Russia collusion hoax. Huge bombshell story by the CIA. The new CIA director, John Ratcliffe, coming out with this big bombshell story. The CIA now declassifying all these documents showing that these two guys knew the Steele dossier was a fugazi. They pushed it anyway, and they pushed it despite CIA and FBI experts saying it was a fugazi and telling them not to push it. That's right. And they did it anyway. Why'd they do it? Because they wanted to bring down the presidency of Donald Trump. That's why. That's why they did it. And as all this breaks right now, and these two are under investigation, and they should be under investigation for this, because Comey and Brennan and the other guy whose name is mentioned in this is James Clapper, these guys are criminals. They really are. They're criminals who lied. And particularly what is most egregious about this is they came up with this report to give to then President Barack Obama about the Steele dossier and the Russia collusion. They briefed him on it, and then they leaked it to the media. So the media reported that the CIA and the NSA were briefing the President of the United States of America about Russia collusion, about the Steele dossier, thus giving it credibility to make everybody believe going into the election that Donald Trump was compromised by the Russians. 2017, after the election's over, before Trump takes office, they're still pushing the Steele dossier. Why? Because they're hoping that they can bring down his presidency. That's why. They knew it was fake. Experts around them told them it was fake. The Steele dossier was discredited. Christopher Steele was fired as a confidential human informant by the FBI because they knew the guy was a liar. The whole thing was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and yet they kept pushing it anyway. Why? Because they wanted to bring down the presidency of Donald Trump. That's why. And they lied to Congress. Now, Brennan, Clapper, these guys should have been in prison years ago anyway for lying to Congress about the spying that was done in the American people, because they both lied under oath. I mean, even going further, John Brennan, a CIA director, you ever see the movie The Report on Amazon? It's all about the bipartisan Senate committee they had investigating enhanced interrogation slash torture. It was chaired, actually, by Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Well, John Brennan's CIA goons broke into the SCIF, that's the secure room that they had for the bipartisan Senate committee doing the investigation, and stole all their documents, stole all their stuff. But Obama was president, so nobody cared, and nothing happened to John Brennan. James Clapper testifies before the Senate, is asked point blank, are you spying on the American people? He says, no, that was a lie. They were spying on the American people. And we know all that because Edward Snowden would come out and he would let everybody know that. And he should also be in prison, not Snowden, but Clapper. And then Comey, as FBI director, pushes the Steele dossier, despite everybody telling him this is nuts. This is a fugazi. Brennan said the CIA was very much opposed to having any reference or inclusion in the Steele dossier in the intelligence community assessment, the ICA. But they did it anyway. And the mastermind behind all that is one James Comey. Now, they made James Comey into a hero. They made a movie about him on HBO. It was the guy from Dumb and Dumber. Not the Ace Ventura guy, the other guy, Jeff Daniels. He was in it. And they had him in it to play James Comey as a hero. And they made him a hero who was trying to bring down this president who was compromised by Russia. And if you watch the movie, and it's not very well done, but all the books that were made about Comey, and he was a hero after that, remember? When Trump fired him, he was a hero who was fired because he was trying to stop this Russian infiltrator, this guy who came into the White House and was this Manchurian candidate about to bring down the United States of America to help Russia. It was all a lie. So good, they're facing investigation. The president was asked about that today by Peter Ducey, what he thinks should happen to Brennan and to the FBI director, former FBI director James Comey. This is what he said.
James Comey and John Brennan, now under criminal investigation related to the Trump-Russia probe. Do you want to see these two guys behind bars?
Well, I know nothing about it other than what I read today, but I will tell you, I think they're very dishonest people. I think they're crooked as hell, and maybe they have to pay a price for that. I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people. So whatever happens, happens.
There you go. Whatever happens, happens. And we will get to the bottom of this. We have to, because it was the ultimate attempt to bring down the president. It was a failed coup against the president of the United States of America by the FBI director and the CIA director with the help of the NSA director. All right, a lot to come. Big announcement, though. Our next Politics and Pints. I'm so excited for this. So, you know, as I've been doing more stuff at Fox News, I've met some great people. I've met really, really great people. And one of those people that I met recently was on Jimmy Fallon's show with him a couple times, actually, and got to talking with him. And he tells me his book's coming out. And I said, why don't we do an event together in Philadelphia? And he said, that would be great. I'm talking, of course, about the one and only Gianno Caldwell. That's right. great Fox News contributor Giano Caldwell, who has a book about his brother who was murdered. And we are going to have our next Politics and Pine Speaker Series event with special guest Giano Caldwell Thursday, July 31st, 7:30 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Easy to get to from Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Join me and Giano for this incredible evening. You'll get a signed copy of his memoir, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. And all goes to help out with his incredible foundation. And it's a really incredible night. It's going to be a raw, real, timely discussion on personal loss, the future of American politics, and what it takes to heal a nation. The VIP tickets include exclusive and intimate pre-event opportunity with Giano Caldwell and me at 6 o'clock, signed copy of The Day My Brother Was Murdered, and a take-home Politics and Pints tumbler. Just go to 1210wphg.com to get your tickets now. Thursday, July 31st. Giano Caldwell and me on stage together talking about his great book and what it means to be able and President Trump endorsed his book recently, by the way, said it's incredibly important. So you don't want to miss this. And this event will sell out. Tickets are on sale now officially. 1210WPHG.com Thursday, July 31st. Be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Real Americans playing, but you can't hear it if you're listening on YouTube. I don't know if you can hear it on the app. I have no idea if you can listen on the iHeartRadio app, but you can now listen to Talk Radio 1210 WPHG on the iHeartRadio app, in addition to the Odyssey app, and in addition to streaming us on YouTube. But I tried to find my podcast yesterday on the iHeartRadio app, and I can't find any of our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. So if you're looking for the podcast on the iHeartRadio app, don't, at least not yet. But if you want to listen to the show on there, you can. But you can't get the podcast yet. Matt DeSantis, do you know anything about that? Out of curiosity?
I know nothing about that. I just assumed the podcast would be available, but I suppose I was wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, my podcast that I do separate from the show, which I haven't done in a while, which I'm going to start up again, is on there. The show is not on there. So, go figure.
Seems like a personal attack.
But none of us are. I looked for all the hosts on PhD, and I didn't see any of there, unless I'm doing it wrong. I don't know. You want to do a quick...
Yeah, I'll check right now. I wanted to start a feud, but you're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, and iHeart may hate me. Well, I beat out a lot of their hosts yesterday. They had the Heavy 100, the Heavy 100 talk show hosts in America. I came in number 24, which is ridiculous. I should be in the top 10, but whatever. But I beat out a lot of their hosts who are iHeart properties, as they call them, talent. And I think they're angry about that. They should be. So beat out a lot of nationally syndicated hosts, too. So
also, I can confirm your suspicions. Only the Rich Zioli podcast is available via iHeart. It does not appear as though the show is available.
See? Told you. So there you go. It is a big conspiracy. I don't blame him for trying to silence me. But anyway.
They have to stop you somehow.
Somehow. It's the only way. It's the only way they can. Oh, Gianno Caldwell is going to be on the show Friday at 4 o'clock. Like I just announced our big event with him, July 31st. Tomorrow, Selena Zito is going to be on the show. Her book, Butler, coming on the one-year anniversary of the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. So Selena Zito is going to join us tomorrow. I'm very excited about that. That is, I believe, at what, 4 o'clock, Matt, right? If
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Gianno also at 4 o'clock on Friday. So that'll be fun. So we got the event with Gianno Caldwell coming up on Tuesday, July 31st for our Politics and Pints. It will sell out, like I said. So make sure you are going to be there and join us. Go to 1210WPHG.com to get your tickets. We're also going to be back in Cape May on August 15th. So that comes up very quickly. Mark your calendar for that. August 15th. In Cape May at the Grand Hotel for our next live show. And those are always a lot of fun as well. The president was also asked today the question about the doxing of these ICE agents, and particularly this stupid bill by Cory Booker and Senator Alex Padilla on preventing ICE agents from wearing masks. This is stupid because there's nothing. Oh, is McCormick? Is he on? Okay, great.
He's running a little late. They're in the middle of a vote right now, but he should be joining us in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, great. All right, let's play the clip of the president being asked about the bill by Cory Booker and Senator Padilla. Go ahead.
Two Democratic senators now, Cory Booker and Alex Padilla, have a new bill out. They want to require CBP and ICE officers to have legible IDs, and they don't want CBP or ICE officers covering their faces. Would you ever sign that?
Well, they wouldn't be saying that if they didn't hate our country, and they obviously do. I'm surprised that they would do it, knowing a little bit about them. I don't know them well, but these officers are doing a tremendous job. They're great patriots. If you expose them because of, you know, statements like have been made by Democrats and others on the left, usually, mostly, I think probably exclusively, you put them in great danger, tremendous danger. And it's sort of funny when people picket in front of Columbia, in front of Harvard, and they have masks on, more than masks. I mean, you can't see anything. Nobody complains about that. But when a patriot who works for ICE or Border Patrol puts a mask on so that they won't recognize him and his family, so they can lead a little bit of a normal life after having worked so hard and so dangerously, there's a problem with that. So they have their, this is why this is the problem with the Democrats. They have a lot of bad things going on in their heads. They've really become very, they've lost their confidence, number one, and they've become somewhat deranged. I want to do whatever's necessary to protect our great law enforcement people, and they are right at the top of the list.
And they're facing increased threats because of the rhetoric of the left. And like I said, I'm all for political rhetoric. Fight it out, argue, be passionate. But it goes a step further with these people. They call ICE agents Nazis, Gestapo, the SS, Trump's Hitler. You know, this is the takeover of America, and these poor and they lie too. You know, they lie about these immigration sweeps that aren't happening, and they go out there and they spread these horror stories. So then you get people that are unhinged, and the people that are unhinged think that they're on the side of right, taking out Hitler, taking out his Gestapo agents. This is the problem when you engage in that kind of rhetoric. And again, these agents, what are they doing? They're enforcing the law that was passed by Congress, bipartisan Congress. Because there was a time, yes, even Democrats believed we should have strong borders. Even Democrats believe in deportations. You know, there's a clip of Bill Clinton from, I don't know, sometime in the 90s when he was president. And he's going on and on about how we need more border guards and we have to increase deportations. And Barack Obama said the same thing. These are the things that these Democrats used to say all the time. Now, because this is a party that has been hijacked by lunatics and is a party that is going the way of the Whig Party, they've lost all their coalitions. They are ceasing to exist. They are now being governed by the people who are crazy. And so when you've got Karen Bass and you've got Cory Booker and you've got Gavin Newsom and you get all these people out there saying these things, they're catering to a very small fringe element of their party and professors at universities who write essays and op-eds calling for people like John Fetterman to resign because John Fetterman has the audacity to suggest that ICE agents and Border Patrol agents are just guys doing their jobs and that they should be protected. The audacity of him to suggest such a thing. But going back to this this issue of President Trump and James Comey, the FBI director, John Brennan, these scoundrels. I want you to go back in time a little bit, if you would. Go back to 2016 during the election. We heard about the Steele dossier, and we heard originally that it was paid for by John McCain's campaign. I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Whatever. At some point, Hillary Clinton's campaign picked it up, and then they paid for it, and they ran with it. And this disgraced British intelligence officer, Christopher Steele, comes up with all these crazy scenarios of Donald Trump. Remember the whole incident where he was apparently relieving himself on sheets in a Moscow hotel room because it's where Obama had stayed, or some stupid thing. The whole thing was dumb, right? The Christopher Steele dossier should have been immediately dismissed because the analysts at the CIA and the FBI knew that it was pure BS. Instead, they ran with it. And they didn't just run with it. They told hundreds of people about it, and they let it embed like a virus into the intelligence community and into the FBI so that people would turn around and believe that it was real. The more people are saying something, the more likely it is that people believe it's true. So the more people are talking about this Russian dossier on candidate Donald Trump, who apparently had business dealings in Moscow and is controlled by Vladimir Putin, and that this is so real that the president of the United States of America at the time, Barack Obama, had to be briefed on it by the CIA director, John Brennan. Well, then obviously this man is a grave threat to the country. And the fact that he won, well, now it's our job to bring him down. So what did they do? Well, they launch investigation after investigation. They spend $60 million with the stupid Mueller report that finds that Donald Trump had nothing to do with Russia, goes after some people that worked on his campaign for failing to disclose their business ties and treats these people like they were El Chapo, raiding their apartments and their houses, but nothing about Russia collusion. Nothing implicating Donald Trump. Pure and utter vindication, actually. But now that we have new people in charge, John Ratcliffe at the CIA releases all these documents confirming what we've all known. And this excellent piece that was written today by a man who used to work for John Brennan, his name is Brian Dean Wright. And he said, John Brennan was my boss at the CIA. He belongs in prison. Now, I've literally been saying that for years. I've literally been saying for years, John Brennan and James Clapper both belong in prison. If you've been listening to the show as long as that, as since I've been on the air, you know this. I've been saying this back in the days when I was getting bumped for women's highlight. Brennan and Clapper are two of the biggest liars out there. Scoundrels. These are the epitome of the deep state. Also, by the way, part of the Hunter Biden Russian laptop collusion as well. These guys behind that, too. We'll get to James Comey in a minute, but let's focus on the former CIA director, John Brennan, this total scumbag, this guy. So he lied about his use of the discredited Steele dossier. He told the Wall Street Journal in January 2017 he never read it and gave it no particular credence, and that was a lie. As his former staffers now admit, CIA Director Brennan specifically pushed for the inclusion of the Steele dossier in the ICA. That would be the report that would go to President Obama and the report that would be completed after Trump is president, to continue to push this idea that Trump is a Russian puppet and needs to be removed from office, despite explicit warnings from his top operational and analytical management that the dossier didn't meet the most basic of tradecraft standards. Brennan said he didn't care. As we're now learning, he said he wanted it included because it fit narrative consistency, aka Trump-Russia collusion, and that then FBI Director James Comey was demanding the same. Both Comey, FBI Director, John Brennan, CIA Director, both of their agencies investigated the allegations in the Steele dossier in the fall of 2016 and found them not to be credible. But that didn't stop them. Both Comey and Brennan still wanted it in, simply to destroy President Trump. So this ICA, right, this Intelligence Community Assessment, this would be the ultimate thing that is what gets the media to go into a frenzy that it must be real, because why would you brief the president about the incoming president if it wasn't real? Why would you tell President Obama that, hey, the guy who's about to sit behind that desk might be a Russian spy, might be controlled by Putin? Why would you do that if it wasn't real? See, this was the game. John Brennan demanded that the CIA take the lead in drafting the ICA, intentionally blocking out other intelligence agencies and the National Intelligence Council. As the new report by this CIA, John Ratcliffe CIA, confirms, that decision departed significantly from standard procedures for formal IC assessments. Why would John Brennan do that, you ask? Well, the guy who writes this piece, who worked for him, was a CIA officer, says it's because John Brennan wanted to control the authors, his employees, their assessment, and any dissent, and if they crossed him, ultimately their careers. So John Brennan interfered in the drafting of the Intelligence Community Assessment. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Hopefully we'll have Senator Dave McCormick join us. There's a lot more to this, though, so don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, let's get right to our special guest. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. I want to welcome Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick back to the show. Senator, how are you today?
All right. I'm great, Rich. Good to see you, man. How's everything?
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us here. We've got a big energy summit coming up next week. I'll be there. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
I can't wait. It's, you know, honestly, this was a good idea. It was like many of my good ideas. It was really my wife's good idea. But this thing has turned out to be an amazing thing. Soon after I won, I talked to President Trump. And he said, you know, you ran a great race. What can I do to help? And I said, two things, Mr. President. Number one, come to Pennsylvania for wrestling. And as you know, Rich, he came for the national championships in Philadelphia, which was incredible. And I said, the second is I'm going to have an energy and innovation summit in Pittsburgh. You talked about from Paris. Now, I'm not worried about Paris. I'm worried about Pittsburgh in 2016 when you ran. Pennsylvania is where it all comes together in terms of artificial intelligence, big data, in terms of the energy required to build and support these big data centers, in terms of the kind of skilled labor that only Pennsylvania has to build this. It's the combination of old and new, and Carnegie Mellon and University of Pittsburgh and Penn and Drexel in terms of the technical talent. So we've got about 40 of the biggest CEOs in the world, some of the biggest global investors in the world. We've got many of the key members of the president's cabinet, including the president, but Secretary Wright, Secretary Burgum, and others. And, you know, what we're going to see is three things, I think. Number one, we're going to see commitments and investment announced for Pennsylvania that creates jobs. And that's going to be a big thing. I mean, I think billions of dollars of investments. The second thing is we're going to bring 150 to 200 media to Pittsburgh. And to talk about all that Pennsylvania has to offer. It should be on the radar of every single major CEO in the world that Pennsylvania is where the action's at in terms of energy and big data and AI. And third, you know, I said to the president, we're going to deliver to the people who got us here. Mm-hmm. You know, he ran and I ran on promises for working families. And the best way to create opportunity in the American dream for working families is to create good jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And so far, we you guys have done a great job with deregulation and with getting investments here in Pennsylvania. And obviously, this is going to be huge for our state for the future because, let's face it, I mean, we're the epicenter of this. Natural gas and nuclear power, which you've talked about before, and deregulations around that, and then spurring that. So why not Pennsylvania to be the hub of that for the entire world going forward? I mean, my God, that's huge.
No doubt about it. And the thing you learn when you dig into this is, hey, by the way, these people have hundreds of billions of dollars to invest. You know, Dina and I were in the Emirates 4 weeks ago. I think we may have talked when I got back from there. When we were there, we met with Sheikh Mohammed, who is the leader of the Emirates. He had committed to the president $1.4 trillion of investment, Rich, over the next 10 years. $140 billion a year in America. And the question, of course, if you're the senator of Pennsylvania, is how much of that's coming here?
Exactly.
Right? How much of that's coming to Pennsylvania? And it's zero sum. We got to convince the world, and it's not too hard because we've got the blessings of natural gas. We're the second largest energy producer in America, the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world, and we're innovators. We got all sorts of innovation happening in Pennsylvania. This is the place. You got it. It's got to be a first stop on looking for ways to invest and innovate in America. And so this is a great opportunity to showcase all we've got to offer. And listen, you got to start with the fact that the president, got to give him all the credit in the world. The reason people want to invest is deregulation, energy dominance, fair trade. Like this is not by accident that they're all coming to Pittsburgh. This is because, you know, thankfully the president agreed to come, but he's creating an environment where people are willing to invest.
Yeah, well, this is a great idea. Happy to give Dina the credit for it, Senator McCormick, if you want. But either way, home run. So I'm excited to be there July 15th. Thank you again for the invitation. And I hope I get a good seat since you're going to have so much media there. Make sure. Let's talk about Butler. A year ago, you were there, combat veteran. As soon as you heard the shots, Senator, you knew something was going down here. A year later, the Compatore family still looking for answers. How much closer are we now to knowing what happened that day, you think?
You know, as you said, that was a day that's etched in my memory forever. And I was up on the stage with the president, and he said, "Hey, go sit down. I want to talk about the border." And when I sat down, I was in the front row, and the shots fired just a minute or two later. And it was an iconic moment because he, of course, went down, Secret Service on top of him. I saw him hit, but then I also sadly saw somebody hit behind me in the bleachers. They were trying to administer first aid, and that was Corey. So a tragic loss. I got to meet his family. Just a tragic, tragic loss. And honestly, I am unsatisfied that we have the answers. I don't understand it. And the reason I don't understand it is it seems so implausible to me. I don't have to see some grand conspiracy, but it does seem to me that there was gross incompetence, a horrible lack of coordination, a horrible lack of oversight to allow the very fact that you could have that building uncovered, which is, for any Pennsylvania deer hunter, that was a 9 out of 10 shot. You hit that 9 out of 10 times. That was not a hard shot. And so the idea that that rooftop could have been uncovered, the idea that that person, that young man, could have slipped through security, he could have climbed the side of that building with a rifle, it's sort of unthinkable. And it at a minimum, I think it shows a complete failure of imagination and a complete lack of competence. And I'm not sure I can put my finger on where the failure, who should be held accountable for that failure. And I think if, I'm reasonably close to these issues, if I don't know it, then most of the American people don't know it. And if most of the American people don't know it, I don't think that's satisfactory when, our future president and past president was a millimeter away from being killed.
Senator, I think we might have lost your audio. Justin, can you hear him on your end? Justin, Matt, somebody say something to me.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, Senator, thank you very much. All right, great. He cut out for just a second.
Sorry, I don't know where did you lose me?
Just the fact that you were saying, any good hunter can know that's a great shot, and for him to get up there on that roof with a rifle, to be up on that roof like that, it's inexcusable, and we have to get the answers.
Gross. I was just saying it was. I don't think we fully understand it, which I think is a problem because it's either a gross lack of competence, coordination, and certainly a gross lack of imagination for the risk that would put the president. I know that they've made dramatic changes in the security for the president since that time, but it was a real failure. And the fact that we almost lost the former president and the future president by a millimeter.
Yeah,
I wrote
an
article the next day. And the title of the article was "An Inch Away from Catastrophe," catastrophic to our country, had the president lost his life.
Well, yeah, we never would have been the same country after that. And I saw Helen, Corey's wife, on TV earlier, so heartbroken, still looking for answers. I'm grateful that you're still seeking them, because I know you're unsatisfied. I think we all are, Senator McCormick. So thank you for pushing that. Before I let you go, obviously, one big, beautiful bill passed last week. What's next? What's the next step for Senator Dave McCormick? Big energy summit coming up next week, obviously. And then what do you want to see going forward as far as cuts and spending and deregulation?
Well, the big thing on my mind is permitting reform. You know, one of the things I ran on, Rich, which you know, is I kept talking about permitting reform for pipelines, for all forms of energy, nuclear, solar, wind, natural gas, coal. I'm an all for. I'm opposed to subsidies, but I'm for all forms of energy. And I'm on the Energy Committee, and I'm the chairman of the subcommittee on energy. And so I'm in a good position to try to help with others spearhead that effort. I hope it can be bipartisan. It has to be. We need 60 votes to get that out of the Senate. And so permitting reform is on my mind because it's such an accelerant of economic growth for Pennsylvania. It's, you know, we talked about the energy summit. If we want to, you know, we don't have a lot of time. The world's changing dramatically. We don't have a lot of time to seize the moment and create opportunity. And so if I think about the biggest things I could do to make a difference for Pennsylvania right out of the gate, it would be to help spearhead permitting reform, to get it approved in the Senate and the House, and put those reforms into action.
Senator Dan McCormick, thanks for your time. I look forward to seeing you Tuesday in Pittsburgh, my friend. Thank you.
Good to see you, Rich. Thanks.
Good to see you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here today, I want to let you know we got some great events coming up, obviously. And I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-County Auto, because they are working tirelessly to give you incredible, incredible savings and specials. And I love these guys because we're talking about American cars. American, baby. Buy American. We just talked to the senator about how important it is to buy American, right? The investments in America. Well, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Tri-County Auto, they have some incredible July offers. For Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Employee Pricing Plus. When everyone pays what employees pay, it might as well be Christmas in July. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe for only $289 a month for 24 months. It's unbelievable. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. And this is great because they're great people and they're right easy to get to right off of 422. Limerick and King of Prussia, Collegeville, that whole area, super easy to get to. You'll see a gigantic American flag. It's like 30 feet by 20 feet. It's massive. You can't miss it. You can also go to tricounty.com and see all these great specials. And, you know, I love driving my Jeep Wrangler. We had the top down the other day, driving back from the Adirondacks. Just love the freedom of that. Love to see, you know, open the back, made in the USA. It just feels so great. So take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. And don't forget, as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill, you can now deduct the interest on auto loans when you buy an American car. So everybody wins. TriCounty.com, TriCounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.